Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dumb Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. no longer the mayor, I'm now the president of Pound Town, a.k.a. Mr. Hermson. All right, man, let's talk. Hope y'all good. Man, it's been a little bit since I've been on here. Real quick, one announcement. Y'all know that the promo code still works for Adam and Eve. That's 50% off. Use promo code FBOY. Go to AdamEve.com. Get your sex toys. Get your swings. Get your dildos. Whatever you need, they got it. Again, www.AdamEve.com. Use promo code FBOY. Also, don't forget, if you're in the Seattle area, Seattle, Tacoma area, I'm coming there July 7th, July 8th. Show on Wednesday, show on Thursday. Seattle, Washington, Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club. Tickets are in the details of this episode. All right, let's talk. Let's have a conversation. I thought this is a good topic, but I'm going to start with an analogy, and then you're going to see where I'm going right after this. I'm going to start with an analogy, and you're going to see where I'm going. I understand sometimes I'll be high and shit don't make sense. I'm completely sober today. I ain't had no weed. Here's what I'm going to talk about. When you apply for a job, all right, when you apply for a job, yes, you are the one applying. You are the one that wants the job. You are the one that is supposed to be following up with your employer and stuff, or your future employer, because you want to show that you can do more than anybody else who's applying. Is that right? I agree with that. It's my take, so of course I'm going to agree with what I'm saying. But let's take it a step further. Doesn't the job have a responsibility to you also? The job should let you know when they're no longer interested. The job should also let you know when they're moving in another direction. The job also, if they are interested, should be calling you back. The job should be emailing you back. The job should be showing you that they want interest, that they want you too. The job should be showing you that they want you too. It's very rare that none of y'all that has a job out there, anybody that listens to this, anybody that's ever applied for a job, you've never pursued a job that didn't want you. They have to do some work too. Ladies, I'm going to shoot my shot. My guys are going to shoot they shot this summer. Believe that. You got work to do too. You don't just get to sit back and act like all is well. No, all is not well. You don't get to sit back and relax and do nothing. You need to show me that you want me too. And I'm not saying, see, here's the thing, right? Now, I know that we've had this conversation before. We kind of, every time we get into these conversations, women start getting like, what? I'm going to tell you some things to show you how you can show somebody you like them back. First of all, let's be honest. You know what the fuck to do. All right. You know what to do. Women out there, you know what to do. You choose not to do it. No, like, here's the thing. Because I think I related it to this topic before that I talked about, which was we talk about women always get mad when they feel like men give up too easily. He gave up too easily. He gave up. He quit. He didn't want me like he said he did. No, that's not true. He just got tired. How many of y'all stop emailing a job when you know you realize, you know what, they don't want me? I'm asking y'all. How many of y'all right now, you probably right now, you looking for work, you listen to this podcast, and there's a job right now, right this moment, today, June 14th, they playing. They leading you on. They making you feel like they don't want you. They leading you on. They don't want you. They already got their eyes on somebody else. They just want for them. They just want them to act right. Ladies, let me tell you this. If you interested, you do got it. You gotta meet the guy at least 20%. You gotta come 20%. You can't realistically think that in 2021 that men are literally just saying like, all right, you know what, man, I'm a put all my eggs in this basket and I'm gonna just be over here. You can't think that. And if you are thinking like that, then you're dating selfishly. Because at the end of the day, I do believe that it's the man's job to do the pursuing. Best believe that. I do believe it's the man's job to make sure that he's going out, he's making plans. Absolutely believe that too. I believe that it's the man's job to make sure that he has funds to take you out. I believe that too. But I also don't believe that you get to sit there and just act like, oh, I'ma wait. Because if you do sit there like that, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm not playing that game with you. I'm not playing the who gonna text who first game with you. I'm not. After I get some inclination that I feel like this is not a mutual thing, sis, I'm out. I'm out. But the problem is a lot of y'all, you know what happens? We out and then you say some dumb shit like, I guess it just wasn't for me. No, it's not that it just wasn't for you. You can always use that dumbass logic to make you feel better about yourself. But at the end of the day, the reason why you're sitting here constantly, because you think that men are supposed to cater to your every beck and call. I don't fucking know you, sis, to cater to your every beck and call. I don't know you. So with that being said, if I'm interested or I'm trying to date or I'm trying to talk to you or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? All I'm asking you to do is answer the goddamn phone when you're not busy. Please don't think that we get it. Answer the phone. That's all. Answer the phone. Yo, give y'all a story, right? I never forget, I asked the chick out. I was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. You free this day. I would love to hang out with you. Right? And she didn't respond to the text. She hit me back 2 days later and said, hey, my bad. I'm just seeing this. Did you still want to go out on Thursday? Nah, I'm good. And immediately after that, after I said, nah, I'm good, she sent me the crying face emoji. Now, right? She sent me the crying face emoji, the laughing emoji, right after I said, nah, I'm good. Now, I knew for a fact, in my opinion, I felt like at that point, I felt like she was going to try to, like, I felt like if I would have asked her, why are you laughing, that would have opened up a whole can of worms. And she was ready to have a conversation or a debate about some shit. I just didn't want to. So after she sent me the crying laughing emoji, I left it on scene. Moved on. Don't engage. I'm not going to engage. You know why I'm not going to engage? Because at the end of the day, sis, you playing. And you want me to play with you. And I'm not playing. I'm not playing. Fellas, that's really the name of the game this summer. We not playing. I've been giving a whole bunch of, you know, we've been talking about the summer for the past couple of weeks, but I really want y'all to get out here and really understand, like, this is what's happening right now. Fellas, it is your job to take the lead. It is your job to make sure that plans are set. It is your job to make sure that you take the initiative. Please make no mistake about that. But ladies, you do have an option. You do, if you accept this and you accept the fact that we're dating, you did some shit you gotta do too. That's all I'm saying. Any woman that disagree with that, well, it's gonna be a rough summer for you, sis. Because my guys, we not doing that this year. We're not asking you 8-9 times if you free. We asking twice. We asking the first time. The second time, we like, all right, that's it. We not doing this, man. Ladies, you gotta show some interest, man. You gotta do something. And here's some things I know that y'all capable of that you can do. All right? Here's some things in my mind that I believe you're capable of that I know you can do. Ladies, it's nothing wrong with it. Just saying hello. Hello. Just say hello. I call. Hello.
Hey, what's up, yo?
And have conversation. Give me something. Give me something. Now, I get it. Sometimes you give an inch, niggas want to take a mile. We not talking about them niggas who take miles. We talking about the niggas who you give inches to and they take inches. Taking inches. I'm trying not to be that guy. I won't pause it. Then again, me saying I won't pause it is a pause, I guess, right? If I say I'm not pausing it, that's technically a pause. Anyway, the point I'm making though is this and this only. Is that I think that when we all here, we talk about dating and these cycles, right? I think we all need to figure out what are we doing, right? And I think part of the, and ladies, I always want to tell you about the disconnect that we have between men and women and how it affects y'all. I do. And I let y'all know, like, I see where the disconnect is on men's part. So at the end of the day, what we try to do is let's move closer to getting a connect instead of a disconnect, right? So I'm telling you right now, the disconnect on our part when it comes to y'all is that we often feel like you feel like you just got to show up. Or you feel like you just got to part, like, you need to participate. Dating is
part. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Participating from both of us. This is not a one-way street. And I'm not saying that, I'm not one of them guys to be like, oh yeah, you know, the phone works both ways and all the other crap. I'm not that guy. A man should definitely be showing you interested. But I'm asking you, why do you feel like you don't got to show that you interested? Let me ask that. Now, I'm sure, now you know what women say? You know what y'all say? Y'all say shit like, well, if I'm interested, I'ma act interested. So then if you're not interested, why are you wasting our time? Choir minds want to know. Like, you see what I'm saying? if I'm interested, I'll be. When I'm interested, he'll know. Well, then, okay. But what about when? What about when you're not interested? Do we know? No, we don't know for the most part, unless you spell it out. Yo, hey, this ain't going nowhere. But I got your phone number. I'm in your text messages asking you out, blah, 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 blah. And you just chilling. You know what? Let's go a step further with this job shit. Right? You got somebody, right? Don't forget, when people apply for jobs, how many of y'all only put in a resume at one company when you're applying for jobs? Doesn't happen. How many of y'all, literally, do any of y'all put in your resume or apply for just one company, one position? When you're looking for a job and you need a job, you putting in apps everywhere. I never forget when I turned 16 years old, right? I never forget. Dad was like, yo, you got to get a job this summer. That man took me everywhere. I was at Panera Bread. I was at the grocery store. I was at a car wash. I was at Wendy's. I was like, well, I had to get applications from everywhere. And whoever showed me some interest, that's where I was going. The same shit applies with dating. The same shit. No man, ladies, is putting in their app with just you. Believe that. No man is putting in his application with just you. Yes, I'm shooting my shot at you, but best believe there's other shots that have been taken. I just want to know, okay, which one of these teams, referring to women, want me as much as I want them. And a lot of y'all be dropping the ball and then put the shift on us and act like, oh, it was us that wasn't interested. Nah, sis, you didn't give me nothing. You didn't give me nothing to work with. It's like you want us to shoot your shot. But then it's like, oh, y'all got it from here. No, sis, we got it from here. Y'all understand me? I know y'all quiet over there too. We got it from here. Not just you. What kind of shit is that? Or not just me. We got it from here. Dating is two. Dating takes two. Dating is me and you. Dating ain't just me. I'm not saying we not making plans, but God damn it. What the fuck? You don't know, man. This ain't 94, sis. You don't just show up. No. No, you need to be making phone calls too. You need to be sending text messages too. You need to be like, hey, I was thinking about you. You was thinking about me. I was thinking about you. But I don't want to do too much. Well, you then don't do too much and be by yourself, not doing too much. Congratulations. Oh, I don't want to be doing too much. You know, it's funny, man. Guys talk, women talk straight, stay talking about a man's ego. Y'all ego is just as bad, if not worse. Y'all stay worried about how other shit make you look. What makes you look bad saying to a man that you like, or what? Tell me, what about showing a man that you're interested also makes you look bad? I'll wait. Oh, wait, what is it about liking a man back that makes you look bad? Tell me. Y'all say y'all want this, 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 and this. Y'all be posting somebody's son. Do you know how you get somebody's son? You get somebody's son by reciprocating. You don't get nobody's son by just sitting there showing the fuck up and thinking you God's gift to mankind. Nah, sis, you not. You not. I'm not. I never understood that. Oh, man. I'm doing too much. Doing what? What exactly? What is too much? I've never heard that. I mean, I've never thought that. That's stupid. That don't make sense. So now you out here complaining about guys and how we don't do nothing. And it's like, no, it's not that we don't do nothing. You don't do nothing. That's what it is. You don't do nothing. It ain't that guys don't do shit. Sis, you don't do shit. You ain't about shit. And then when we decide to leave your little boring ass alone, now you want to cry and talk about somehow all men is this. No. No. Now, I know a lot of women ain't going to like this episode. Clint talking spicy today. That's what they be saying. Every time I be getting somebody world, they be like, yo, I'm talking spicy. First of all, I'm a grown ass man. I don't talk spicy. I talk fat. I talk how I feel. Ain't nothing spicy about it. It's the real deal, holy feel. If you don't like it, call it spicy. Call it, you just, maybe it ain't spicy. Maybe you just a punk. I don't want to hear it. But the point I'm making is that we not about to sit here this summer and play games with you and your fucking friends. I'm telling you that right now. That's the congressional. That's the motto this summer. You and your friends, me and my friends ain't playing with you and your friends. And keep playing and you and your friends gonna be by yourselves. That's what we doing this summer, fellas. You and your friend, me and my friends ain't playing with you and your friends. Straight like that. Me and my homies, we not playing with you and your girls. We not playing this summer. We're not playing. We not playing. We're not, no. No, we're not. No. You don't, here's the thing. And I'm gonna talk about this on the other side. I really figured it out. I think I figured it out. I figured it out why I figured out why it is what it is. Outside of me saying like, oh, you know, you feel like you guys give the great. I think there's a bigger thing at hand here. I think there's a bigger thing at hand. And for me, the bigger thing at hand is it's not just about you not wanting to show interest or you feeling like you look stupid or blah, 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 blah. The problem is that you, and I'm talking about some of these women who are out here dating. The problem is you guys think that we're on your time. And a lot of women date on their own time. And you can't move like that. We're not on your time. We are not on your time. That is the problem. You think your time is more valuable than our time. Because you think we give our time to everybody and you think you don't. That's the bullshit I'm talking about. We're going to talk about that on the other side. We definitely going to talk about that on the other side. Yeah, man. I told y'all there's no other side. That's my shit. No other side. Don't forget tickets to my show in Seattle, Washington, July 7th and July 8th. Two nights, two shows, or one show a night. I got Louis G coming with me. He opening for me. It's going to be a great show, man. Get y'all tickets. Come on through. Again, Nate Jackson, Super Funny Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington, July 7th, July 8th. I want to get back to what I was saying when it comes to women believing that we dating on their time, right? I do believe a lot of times I see women who believe that their time is more valuable than men's time because you don't entertain every man and you think that we entertain every woman. And I think that's where the disconnect is. So ladies, let me explain something to you. Let me dispel the myth. We don't entertain every woman. That's not true. Yes, do I think that we think with our dicks a lot? Absolutely we do. Have we gone through a period where pussy was just pussy and we would fuck anything? Yeah. In our 20s, sis. At 19, 21, 22, 23, yes, I was fucking anything. Sis, today is June 14th. All right, 2020. By the time you listen to this in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz, it'll be June 15th. In 5 days, I'll be turning 34 years old. And I'm going to tell you right now, and at 34, I'm way more selective with my dick than I've ever have been in my entire life. Way more selective with penis. We don't play the fuck everybody game at this age. I'm talking about dating for adults. I'm not talking about children dating. When you come to this podcast, we assume we're talking about adults. And most adult men who are in their 30s, who got shit to lose and who got shit going on, we ain't trying to fuck everybody and their mom. Do you know why? Let's take out STDs. Let's take out pregnancy. Sis, regardless of what you think, I have a career on my hands. And most of these other guys who listen to this podcast do. They may not be, you may not be a comedian or whatever, but they have something to lose. And they can't just be out here fucking whoever the hell they want, when they want, why they want. That's why we're more selective now. So with that being said, stop treating us like you think that, no. Because if you cancel or if you show me that you're not interested, I'm going to go elsewhere. Absolutely. And then you're going to sit there and say, oh, well, she ain't me or blah, 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 blah. Or it takes time to get with me and blah, blah, blah. That's not the problem. We don't mind taking...
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Time. We don't mind patience. We don't mind working towards something. But my thing is, you have to give something to keep me there. You say men are like dogs. Unfortunately, in some cases, we are. We don't bite the hand that feed us. I'm not saying you gotta feed us either. But show us some signs that you want me to. That's it. Show me a sign that you want me to. That's it. Show me a sign. And if you telling me, oh, I show signs. What are your signs, sis? That's a good question. Ladies, I want to know that. When you genuinely like a man back, what do you do? What do you do that lets him know keep going?
Ooh.
See, I'm from Philly, right? And there's a song called What We Do. And Freeway was spitting on that joint. If you're from the hood, you feel me. Jay-Z kept saying, keep going. If my sneaks start leaning and my heat stop working and my heat stop, I'm gonna rob me a person. Keep going. What do you do to let a man know, keep going? I want to know that. Ladies, if you watch this, or by the time you listen to this or whatever, I want you to DM advice from a fuckboy. And I want you to tell me, what do you do? What do you do to let a man know while y'all dating, keep going? And I'm not talking about sexual acts. I'm talking about things that, what do you do that lets a man says, you know what? I'm going to keep on with this. Because, man, like, think about it, yo. So many times, man, ladies, we've given up because it's not worth our time, yo. It's not worth the time. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Like, the energy that we're getting back from you, it's not worth it. And we tired, and we just like, yo, fuck it. I learned this. So, actually, I'm going to tell you where this topic comes from, right? There was a woman I shot my shot with, right? And she showed me interest, but I think she showed me interest because I believe that she was trying to go for something that's not her type. hear me out. I felt like I wasn't, I don't think I was her type. I felt that while we were talking, I just didn't, I never said no. And I'm talking aesthetically. Aesthetically, I wasn't her type, right? And she never said she wasn't interested, but she would always give me an inch. And then when I tried to take the inch, she would reel it back in, and it became a cat and mouse game. You know what I'm saying? It became a cat and mouse game. And I gave up. I said, yo, insert name, I'm not doing this with you no more. I feel like that I've shown enough interest to where I feel like you're just sitting back and thinking that. And she's like, oh man, I never wanted you to feel that way. Well, I do. So, and then she had no plan to do anything about it. So that let me know, okay, she's not interested, which is fine. About a year later, I'm scrolling on Instagram and I see she's in a relationship, right? No worries. I'm not mad. It is what it is, right? But I see the guy that she likes or the guy that she's with. And I've noticed that those guys line up with the same guys that she's always been dealing with. Meaning she has a type, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But there was a moment in us dating where she realized that not only was I not her type, but I just didn't do it for her like that. By the way, her type, she likes basketball players. When I say basketball, they don't have to be NBA guys, but they've played basketball on some level more than high school. 6'6", 6'7", like she dates those kind of guys, which is fine. That don't bother me. But I'm not 6'7". I'm not 6'5". I'm not 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not insecure about my height or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is that there was a point in when we were talking when she knew Clint's not what I'm looking for. She didn't say that. Instead, she played because she liked the attention that she was getting. Some of y'all don't even like the guy. You like the attention that you're getting. Y'all want to have that conversation too? Or it's quiet? Because the only person on Twitch talking is Congressional. My boy. 40 people in here. I know half of y'all women, y'all quiet. You quiet. You know why? Because you're like, ah, or maybe you busy. I don't know. You got me turned on in the background. But the point I'm making is like, you not, a lot of times, this is the issue that men have with dating, ladies. This is the issue that men have with dating. We can talk about y'all problems with dating on another. We talk about y'all all the time. Here are the issues that men have with dating. And part of it is that y'all really believe that you don't have to do a goddamn thing. And you don't think that dating is mutual. You think dating is about you. You think dating is getting to know you. You think dating is us talking to you. You think dating is us asking you questions. It's not. I cut a girl off. True story. I cut a girl off because in my opinion, I said, "Yo, this feels like you're asking me a bunch of questions, and if I don't answer the question the way that suits you and what you're looking for in a suitor, then it don't matter." You're on this date to ask me questions to see if I fit what you're looking for instead of being on this date and having general conversation. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things we do need to ask up front that you got to know. What are you looking for? Blah, 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 blah. Those things got to be asked. We understand that. But God damn it, you don't have to ask me in the first 5 minutes, how many kids do I want? Who cares right now? Don't get me wrong. I know, understand that's a deal breaker for a lot of people, kids and blah, blah, blah. But yo, before we get the kids or how many kids I want, nigga, what do you want? You want the spaghetti? You want the ravioli? What do you want? Like, what you want on the menu? Fuck dating. Let's talk about the menu. How we get here? Ladies, you dating, trying to find, you know what's crazy? Every man, when we go on dates, we can tell when you trying to find a man. We can tell. It stinks. We can tell. We smell it from a mile away. We, smell it from a mile away. I've been on thousands of dates where I can, not thousands, but I've been on plenty of dates where I can tell if a woman was, like, she's looking for a man. She's looking for a man. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Not answering this stupid ass fucking question. You ask questions. You ask, like, get on a date and just talk. Oh, but the problem is a lot of y'all are afraid. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. Ladies, I've noticed y'all not as confident as you lead on either. And that's okay. I'm not here to tear you down. I'm telling you what men have an issue with when it comes to dating. And the issue is that we feel like it just feels like the I'm gonna just use a name, the Felicia show. That's what it feels like. It feels like the Felicia show. Like, it literally feels like we're a guest star in your television show when we're on a date. Because you're sitting there and really just trying to figure out, yo, fellas, think about it. Have you been on a date? What do you do? Yeah. Oh, well, where do you see yourself going in 5 years? Like, it literally feels like you're asking questions and you're literally going, check, check, check. Nah, but this is not a red flag. This is a yellow flag, but it's not a red flag. But I don't, come on, man. Come on, cut the shit. And it's like, oh well, No, it's guys. We feel like we be going out with the same mundane shit over and over again. And ladies, I'm not acting like guys aren't the problem. We're not talking about that today. All right, I'm talking about what I've seen on dates. I'm talking about what I've seen in the getting to know you process. I'm talking about what I've seen in my history of like, yo, like, this is not it. Y'all date, a lot of y'all date because you want what you want when you want it. And it does not work like that at all. It does not work like that. It doesn't. It can't work like that. Because if it did work like that, all of y'all wouldn't be... You got to get to know him too. And getting to know him isn't asking questions that he can give you a made up answer to try to fuck. You do know that, right? All these questions you're asking, we're prepared for. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I know how to answer that depending on what I know you're looking for. Are you kidding me? And I know how to sound sincere when I do it. Niggas be lying. What's so different about this? Niggas be lying. And you think he not about to lie to you about where he see himself in 5 years to get pussy? Talk to him. Get to know him better on a, with you know, prime example, right? So let's say we was on a date tonight. And I come on a date. I ain't gonna lie, I'm in a bad mood. Not because I'm really, really, really angry. Nothing bad happened. Sixers lost today. We gave the game away. I got a problem with that. But now, you know that I take basketball or I take Sixers sports very seriously. If you want to really know about me, why are you so mad? I'm a Sixers fan, sis. I love Philly. I hate Philly sometimes, but I love my city. Let's talk about our cities now. Why you love Philly so much? And guess what? Now we're having a conversation. That has nothing to do with shit that doesn't matter about, that's not going to matter if we don't make it anyway. That's what I'm talking about. Really, really get to know this motherfucker.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That's all I'm saying. That asking these stupid-ass questions are not really getting to know somebody. It's buying you. It's literally you just, you don't have you. That's you not having nothing to talk about. Ladies, when I ask a question, best believe there's really not a follow up question to it. There's probably a conversation in the question that I'm asking. There's a conversation somewhere. And that's where we go back to. You have to come on a date prepared too. See what I did? That's all you, that's where this all boils down to. You have to come on a date just as prepared as we are. I asked guys a couple of weeks ago, like, yo, y'all still get nervous on dates? And guys like, yeah, I get nervous. Ladies, do you, I don't think y'all, and I'm not projecting. I'm going to ask. Do you get nervous? And if so, what do you get nervous about? If you just feel like you got to show up. Like, think about it. Like, ladies, are you legit nervous? I'm sure you want to look your best. That's not being nervous. Being nervous is literally like not like your palms are sweaty, and you don't know what to say. When I was growing up, yo, I was nervous before a phone call. I would get a girl's number at the mall, and I'd be nervous to call her. I'd be scared shitless. But I do it. I did it. Work up the courage. Make it happen. You know what I mean? Make it happen. That's all I'm asking, man. Like, ladies, I want y'all to respect dating. I want you to respect, to give the respect that you so desperately ask for from men from dating. I want y'all to respect us during the dating process too. That's what I want. I want y'all to start respecting us during the, respect our time. Respect that we're here trying to, we're not even trying to impress, but we're here for you. We're here too. You ain't by yourself. We here too. This isn't the Get to Know Morgan show. Whoever, I just gave up a random name. This ain't the Get to Know, no. This isn't that show. We should be getting to know each other. There's a lot of times fellas felt, I've been on a date and just felt like, yeah, I was just there, but you know, trying to get to know her. I'm trying to get to know her. Fellas, start dating chicks that's trying to get to know you for real. That's what you need to be doing. Start dating women that's trying to get to know you for real. And not by asking questions, by literally just having a conversation with you. That's where it starts. I'm telling y'all ladies, again, this is how we feel. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to sit there and say, but I. If you start off with saying, but I, then we know that you're one of them chicks that think it's about you. But if you really want results and you really want change and you really want things to progress, ladies, take what I'm saying and show up to the date a little bit more, you know, with and not even just dating. I'm talking about during the talking stages. I'm talking about during texting. I'm talking about during phone calls. Don't let me be the one dominating the conversation the whole fucking time. I talk for a living. You know what I mean? I'm in a 45-minute session right now having a conversation with myself. Ain't nobody talking to me. I mean, they on Twitch commenting, but I can barely see them. So it's just me. So my thing is that, yo, when I'm talking to you, can we, come on, help me out here. Come on. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to come back on the other side, do a commercial break, come back on the other side, wrap this shit up. There's no commercial break.
It's just me making sure my cameras are good.
I'll be reading the comments in between on Twitch. And I like getting feedback from the audience. And here we go with that same logic. I get nervous if I really like the person. Well, why are y'all going on dates if you don't like the motherfucker? Or you not interested? And then somebody said, well, you know, it's hard to tell if you like somebody before the first date. No, it ain't. Here's the thing, man. Y'all, you know what? I think I'm going to leave y'all with this. And you can take it, you can leave it, or do whatever you need to do with it. Y'all need to stop letting society dictate your feelings. I'm going to say that one more time. Y'all have to stop letting society dictate y'all feelings. Society dictates how y'all date. Society dictates how long you're supposed to like somebody. Society really dictates how y'all move, and it's fucking, it's really sad. You can tell if you're feeling somebody before going on a date. You know that, and I know that. I'm not saying you gotta be head over heels in love, but you know damn well your nose is open, and that's okay. But the other person needs to feel that. Like my man Congressional in the comments said, if she's nervous, this date's about to be awesome because that lets me know she cares. Man. Like, yo, there's been so many times, guys, I've been on dates and I can tell she ain't give a fuck. She ain't give a fuck what happened. She ain't give a fuck what was going on. Like, she didn't give a fuck. And that's cool. I'm not saying you should be, you know, walking around like hands in your... I'm not saying that. But, my God. You know what I mean? My God. Y'all, like, we got to do better. So, I do these podcasts all the time. And I think my final thought for the day is, ladies, I really want you to take away from this and understand that, yo, you got to do some work too. I'm not talking about on the date. I'm talking about when it comes to dating. You have to do some work too. Here's the work that I'm asking you to do. And pass this along to your sis and them. Pass it along to your sis. Ladies, you will be making phone calls if you feeling them. If you're dating them and you know you feeling them, call that man. Text that man. Email that man. Communicate with that man that you're feeling him. That's all we're asking. We are not asking anything outrageous. We are not asking you to plan dates. We are not asking you to shoot your shot. We are not asking you to do anything crazy. We're asking you to just show some just reciprocate. That is all we're asking. If you can't do that, if you don't want to do that, if you're choosing not to do that, then don't be upset when you don't get the results that you're looking for. That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking. Just keep it a buck. If you feeling us, say that shit. Yo, I like where this is going. That helps. I like where this is going. Shit, me too. Shit, me too. That's not hard. Like, how hard is that? Something simple. 6 words. That's not saying I love you. That's not saying I want to be with you. That's not saying that I like where this is going. That's it. I like where this is going. I respect that. That lets me know that that this is going somewhere. Simple. My thing is, man, let these niggas know you like, come on, man. And y'all sit there, y'all complain, oh, nobody wants me. No, we want you. You just don't want nobody. How about that? Say that. Don't say nobody wants you. Say you don't want nobody. That's the line. It's not nobody wants you. It's not that you ugly. It ain't none of that. It's you don't want nobody. You know how I know you don't want nobody? Because you're not acting like you don't want nobody. Ladies, you always say men actions speak louder than words. Well, what? Here we are now. What you gonna do? What are you gonna do this summer when a man is in your text messages and showing you he feeling you? What are you doing? You just sitting there like, oh, I like this energy. Or are you doing something about it? That's all. That's it. Bottom line. That's it. Anyway, y'all, it's a podcast again. Don't forget Adam and Eve, 50% off promo code. Also, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club, Seattle, Tacoma this weekend. I mean, not this weekend. Fuck. I'm thinking of this weekend. Ain't shit going on this weekend. July 7th, July 8th, Seattle, Washington. And then, yes, my birthday is this week, Sunday. It's Father's Day. If y'all want to wish me a happy birthday, send me a DM on my birthday. It's the 20th. I appreciate those. And That's it. I really want y'all to really stop dating on your own and start dating with somebody else involved. That's it. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on yeah. It won't be the same. Say what's the
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com, and get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.